The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. So, good morning. For those of you who don't know, that Gail is on vacation this week. And if you've just tuned into the YouTube channel, a little adventure this morning. The computer fell from a stand. I had moved it a little bit and turned out to be precarious. And there's a certain irony to this. Maybe I should introduce myself before I start speaking more. I'm Diana Clark. And the irony is that what I want to talk about with you this morning and this week is about connections. And it seems that some of the connections got broken here this morning between the computer and I don't know exactly what I tightened everything and restarted. I'm sure there's a lesson in there, right? Just restart. Begin again. So connection is so important, of course, not only for putting on a YouTube streaming broadcast, but in our lives. We can understand connection in so many different ways. But this recognition that all of us want to feel connected in some kind of way, maybe different degrees of connection or different ways of connection, but all of us would like to feel connected. And for those of you who participated in this retreat that just ended, and part of the design of the retreat was to help enable this connection, this having this recognition that it can be nice to talk with others. It can be nice to connect on the chat here. I felt supported by you all while I was trying to figure this out. And some researchers would say that having some connections with others, connections with ourselves, is part of a fundamental human need. It's a basic part of how we're wired. And certainly having connections, and I'm using this word connection really broadly, and my intention is to unpack it through the upcoming days. So for now, maybe you can interpret it in a way that makes sense for you, in a way that you can connect with, if you will. But having a connection, a relationship, an intimacy with, a familiarity with, a touching with, onto, or with, can be tied with a sense of meaning to our lives. And also the fear of disconnection can also have a big impact on our lives. Not to mention some disconnections we might have already had experienced, the impact that those might have on our lives. So perhaps I don't have to convince you that connection is a big part of the human experience and something that's important. And then when we think about Buddhist practice, it might seem sometimes there can be the impression, if you just read books about the philosophy of Buddhism or read books on how to meditate or somehow maybe just listen to podcasts or something, there might be an impression that it's a solitary affair. After all, we have so often the Buddha is depicted as being by himself, sitting upright with his eyes closed. It doesn't give the impression about being connected to other people. But Buddhism definitely grew out of a sense of community and connection. It wouldn't exist today if that weren't the case. maybe it's not as evident in the iconography that we use or the statues that we use or some of the ways that we talk about it. But at the time of the Buddha, of course there weren't YouTube with chat boxes and audio recordings. There weren't books. The only way that people had access to the Dharma, to the teachings of the Buddha, was through other people, was through their relationships with other people, either hearing other people speak or hearing the Buddha himself give talks. And the Buddha recognized the importance of this, and we don't hear about it so much perhaps in Dharma talks, but there's a tremendous amount of teachings, and maybe I'll just leave the teachings about creating a monastic order, that is a community of practitioners, with this recognition that it's within community that we can really learn about the Dharma, we can learn from each other, we can learn about ourselves, the way we get reflected back from others, or the way we respond to others, or whatever it might be. So inherent in this Buddhism that we have inherited is the sense of community and connecting to others. For me, I feel it's touching to think about this, that it wasn't these cold, isolated teachings, but it was people getting together, talking, sharing, listening, that helped preserve Buddhism and the monastic order for thousands of years. And we are part of this. As we sit here today, you're not here in the room with me, but somehow we're connected in such a different way, of course, from the Buddha's time, but it doesn't mean it's not there. I put things in the chat box here to stay connected even though you can see or hear. So, of course, connection is part of how Buddhism comes to us, but it's also inherent in the practice and what we actually do with these teachings. Some of you may be familiar that the Buddha placed a tremendous emphasis on the company we keep, on who, with whom we associate, and the recognizing the importance of our relationships and the communities, and to quote something attributed to the Buddha, says, "I do not see even a single thing that so causes wholesome qualities to arise as good friendship." So recognizing the role of friendship. And then there's lots of other teachings that explore, well, what does that mean, good friendship? I won't go into this now. I'll unpack that a little bit in the ensuing days. But the Buddha recognizing how much we need one another, and the importance of wholesome qualities, I think what we're all trying to develop here. So wholesome qualities including the connection to ourselves, connection to others. It's also preserved in the teachings, the Buddha saying, "Just as the dawn is the precursor for the arising of the sun, so too, having a good friend is the precursor for developing the Noble Eightfold Path." Some of you may recognize that the Noble Eightfold Path is one of the primary teachings that the Buddha offered as the path to liberation. So having connections with others in all its myriad of forms, and all of its degree of intensities and intimacies, whether it's physical or whether it's through words that we read or YouTube things that we watch, is a precursor, really a tremendous support for cultivating and developing these qualities that help us for liberation. But of course, it's not only connection with other people that is a big support for practice. It's a connection to ourselves that's a big part of practice. In fact, we might even say that mindfulness practice, in some ways, could be understood as a way of connecting to ourselves, connecting to our experience, whether that's our mental experience or our physical experience. For those of you who are familiar with some of the teachings, you'll know that there's an emphasis on mindfulness in general, including mindfulness of the body. Feeling here, the felt experience, the here in the present moment. Of course, the body is always in the present moment. So connecting to the body is a way in which we can be here for what's actually happening. We can be aligned with the reality of the moment. The reality of the moment always includes having a body. So maybe I will end here this morning with an invitation. As you go throughout the day, just to notice how things that you're connected to, and again, you can interpret this word connected, but maybe there's a certain type of touching or allowing in, whether that's thoughts or ideas through reading or through the news, or maybe it's also physical experience, feeling connected to where you're sitting and what you're sitting and sensations in the body, emotions or thoughts. But just an invitation. What are the things that you're connected to? How does that support you? Or maybe it doesn't support you, some of the things. And not only that, maybe there's a different degree of connection. Maybe there's sometimes you feel really connected to, and maybe some things not so much. And with a recognition that all of us have different needs, different preferences, and the ways in which we connect to others, connect to ourselves, there doesn't have to be one right way. But the encouragement here is to just be curious about the things that you connect to and to have a warm-hearted curiosity without a sense that things should be different or have to be different, or just an exploration, a curiosity. And then may our practice, the way that we connect to ourselves, connect to others, may it be a support. May it benefit not only ourselves, but others. And may our practice together, our explorations together, I'm smiling because I'm thinking about earlier all the support I was feeling by feeling connected via the chat. So may our, what we are connected to and our exploration of connection, may it be for the benefit of all beings everywhere, all beings without exception. Thank you.